From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Austria welcomed some 3,000 migrants in two locations early Saturday. About 1,500 migrants crossed from Hungary into Austria on foot in the border town of Nickelsdorf, where they were met by police and Red Cross workers who ushered them onto buses headed to Vienna. In another Austrian border town, approximately 1,600 migrants on buses provided by Hungary arrived in Heiligenkreuz, where they were boarded buses to Vienna and Austria's second-largest city, Graz. Lieutenant Colonel Manfred Schenk is a local police commander. He said, "We see the pictures, how the situation is at other borders where people are treated badly. We, the Austrian police, assisted by the Austrian army, have a slightly different approach. We try to calm the people down, we try to build an atmosphere of confidence, and we have succeeded so far." Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus Friday after saying Croatia can no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. The United States and Russia are talking to each other about Syria to ensure their forces in the unstable conflict zone avoid accidentally engaging each other. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke to his Russian counterpart Friday for the first time since Carter took office 7 months ago. A senior defense official said Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told Carter that Russia's activities in Syria are defensive in nature and that Moscow is just honoring commitments it made to the Syrian government. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama had a rare telephone conversation with Cuban President Raul Castro after the United States eased restrictions on travel and business in the communist country. The White House said the two leaders also spoke Friday about Pope Francis's upcoming visit to both their nations and said they commended the Pope's role in advancing relations between our countries. Castro's office said he reiterated his call that the United States end the full embargo on Cuba and stress the need to deepen the reach of diplomatic measures taken so far. The easing of travel restrictions to Cuba comes 2 months after the formal restoration of diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana. Well, Pope Francis has departed Rome for a 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States. Cuban President Raul Castro will greet Francis when he arrives at Havana's José Martí International Airport Saturday afternoon. He'll celebrate Mass in Havana's Revolutionary Square on Sunday before holding a private meeting with Castro. The Cuban leader has been so impressed with the Argentinian-born Pope that he vowed earlier this year to return to the Roman Catholic Church despite Cuba's official embrace of atheism. The African Union is threatening sanctions against Burkina Faso because of a coup against the country's interim government. The AU on Friday suspended Burkina Faso. Coup leaders say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup, but the prime minister remains under house arrest. Demonstrations against the coup continued Friday, even as the presidents of Senegal and Benin flew to Burkina Faso and began talks with coup leader General Gilbert Diendra. Japan's upper house of parliament passed security measures early Saturday that eased some restrictions placed on the military by the country's post-World War II pacifist constitution. A slim majority of poll respondents opposed the bill, but a majority of lawmakers and large segments of the public still support changes they say will improve the country's security by making it shoulder more responsibility for its defenses. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has ordered German automaker Volkswagen to recall nearly 500,000 vehicles for intentionally violating clean air laws. The EPA said Friday that Volkswagen has installed so-called defeat device software in its diesel-powered cars that only turn on its pollution emissions controls when the car is undergoing mandatory testing, meaning the controls are completely off during everyday driving. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.